Welcome to the second podcast on Weight Expectations, a study that explores the pregnancy and childbirth experiences of overweight and obese women alongside their healthcare providers' experiences in providing maternity support. This podcast is part of a joint project between the Prairie Women's Health Center of Excellence and the Atlantic Center of Excellence on Women's Health. Both centers are funded by the Women's Contribution Program of Health Canada. The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of Health Canada. When researchers from both centers of excellence began to look into the topic of increasing rates of overweight and obesity among pregnant women, there was clearly an abundance of information about the physical health outcomes of maternal overweight and obesity. However, very little information existed about the psychological, emotional, and social implications of maternal obesity and how women were treated during that time. And while there has been a recent emergence of clinical guidelines addressing maternal overweight and obesity as a factor in healthcare provision, little information has been provided to assist practitioners to better support and provide care towards the emotional and social needs for this group of women. Although the physical health implications of maternal overweight and obesity are important, they are not a total description of women's experiences during pregnancy. The project first interviewed women in Nova Scotia who had experienced pregnancy within the past 2 years. A year later, participants were recruited from Saskatchewan. Nova Scotia and Saskatchewan have similar sized populations, comparable weights of overweight and obesity, and have similar maternity care practitioners. Midwifery has been newly regulated in both provinces. Of the two provinces, 18 women were interviewed about their experiences in receiving maternity care. Additionally, 15 healthcare providers were interviewed about their experiences, knowledge, and challenges in providing care. What you're about to hear are parts of the interviews from Saskatchewan participants. Weight gain. A number of issues were explored during the interviews. Researchers asked questions from women about their experiences with pre-pregnancy, pregnancy, labor, and postpartum care. Questions for healthcare providers were specific to their education and training on working with overweight and obese patients, their personal and professional challenges, and how the healthcare system was equipped to work with maternity patients with high body mass indices, or BMIs. One of the key areas the researchers were interested in involved the conversations between patient and healthcare providers surrounding weight gain for women during their pregnancy. Researchers wanted to know how conversations rolled out, or if they occurred at all, and what was felt by women and how their healthcare provider approached the subject. We were curious about what kind of information was exchanged, as well as the manner in which information was delivered. We were also interested in health providers and women's openness to talk about issues related to overweight, obesity, and pregnancy, and their emotional responses to these discussions. Healthcare providers noted that talking with some women about weight gain during the pregnancy was not always straightforward. They discussed the awkwardness of bringing the subject up as they didn't want to offend their patients. As one healthcare provider noted,
probably the biggest challenge is trying to suss out and how big a deal to make of it. I feel torn. The literature is clear that women who are obese are more likely to have more complications with birth. Does that mean that everyone's going to have them? No. But the less weight they gain in the pregnancy, based on a healthy diet, of course, the better the odds are for their birth outcome. For some women, for many women, however, focusing on diet and size in pregnancy doesn't help and probably harms. And
in what way?
Emotionally. Causing them to have less confidence in their care provider, putting the focus on body issues, which often they already have, taking it off birth as normal and them as a healthy, capable, competent person. Mm-hmm. So Michael Klein is the person that I think of when I think about this, who, you know, is a There's a constant voice for us encouraging evidence-based practice and, you know, are we sure that what we're doing is not causing more damage than it's solving? And for some women, they have so much complexity in their life that this is not the most important thing. So what I try to do is to say the same thing to everybody at the beginning of the pregnancy, just that most women gain 10 pounds by 20 weeks and a total of 25 to 35 pounds. And for those who are either higher or lower in the BMI, then I'll add on, and if somebody's got a lower BMI, you know, they'll probably benefit from gaining on the high end of that. And for someone with higher BMI, you know, they'll probably benefit from not gaining as much, and the focus needs to be on food, on a healthy diet.
Women, on the other hand, often noted that they had wished their healthcare providers had a different approach in talking about weight gain and weight loss after pregnancy.
And I'm sure if I went and said, help me lose weight, he would, like, and he would probably be happy to do that, but I don't think he would ever...
initiate it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Great.
But it really depends on the relationship you have, too, with the midwife or the doctor, I think. Because it's a personal thing, like, and it could become sort of, I think it could almost have like a boomerang effect where you would, like, if you're really, really sensitive to you, it depends on the relationship with the doctor, no? But overall, like, it's not like they don't ask personal questions. And they've been really, you know, they ask if you feel depressed, if your husband's helping you out, and all these things. So they don't ask about weight and...
Another woman felt that her doctor didn't provide her with a full account of weight gain in her pregnancy.
I felt that some of the appointments weren't following up with my health as they should have been. The first meeting I had with her, she asked me what my height and weight was, and I didn't remember what my weight was. I actually wasn't sure. And instead of weighing me, she just said, well, could you make a guess? And I guessed, and she wrote it down, and that was my starting weight for the entire pregnancy. And that always bothered me because I wanted to know exactly how much I was gaining and just to keep track of it.
Weight gain during pregnancy has been presented in literature sources in a mix of messages, adding to the confusion for both healthcare providers and women themselves. Most maternity care guidelines, such as the prestigious American Institute of Medicine, or IOM, recommend that women whose body mass indices, or BMIs, are 25 and higher gain no more than 7 kilograms, or approximately 15 pounds, or less. At the same time, they concede that the reality is that good outcomes are achieved within a range of weight gains, and the many additional factors that may need to be considered for an individual woman include psychological, behavioral, family, sociocultural, geographical, and environmental aspects of women's lives. This healthcare provider agreed with the confusion on weight gain recommendations.
One of the other aspects is the controversy about how much weight to gain in pregnancy.
Yes, yes.
And I know that of our organizations, American, Canadian, I'm not sure about European, have suggested that overweight women should have less weight gain, and there's a range that they suggest compared to normal weight women, compared to underweight women. But trying to adjust that to an individual patient, I find particularly difficult. So I maybe try to emphasize a little more to an overweight woman that I want her to have a healthy diet, but I don't really want her to go on a weight-losing diet.
Weight gain discussions are part of a list of recommended pieces of information in many maternity care guidelines, such as IOM and Canada's own Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the UK's Centre for Maternal and Child Enquiries, and the Association of Ontario Midwives. All of these credible organizations document the need to inform patients about the risks of childbearing for women with high BMIs. The suggestion is that many of these conversations happen within the first visit with their doctor or midwife. However, when we spoke to healthcare providers about how conversations about weight gain with their maternity patients went, most of them noted those conversations did not routinely happen, despite their knowledge of the potential associated risks with maternal obesity. Care providers talked about monitoring women differently while knowing the potential for risk existed, but did not speak directly to women because of their own discomfort with the subject matter or fear that they would make them feel bad if they brought it up. One healthcare provider notes the reasons she feels many avoid talking about it.
Explaining the health risks to them about, you know, when you're so obese, the risks to your baby, that, you know, the increase of fetal demise and, you know, all the things that go with it, and they don't want to hear it. I find that frustrating.
But
you deal with it as best you can. I mean, you can't have any kind of criticism or negative attitude to it, because that simply isn't tolerated, and I wouldn't do that anyway.
Conversations about weight gain and health risks with all pregnant women require sensitivity and in many ways require a new language and approach with overweight or obese women. High or elevated BMI is not always considered a favorable term. Overweight and obese are value-laden words. By the end of the study, researchers felt there needed to be a number of changes in the approach and care provided to this segment of maternity care patients. Recommendations for care include adopting a policy that approaches weight gain and monitoring upfront with all patients, regardless of size, talking about the elements for a healthy pregnancy rather than focusing on numbers, approaching women's care through information, engaging and professional ways, and adapting education and training in health science programs so that practitioners learn to respect patients in all their sizes. A full list of recommendations is included in the report, Weight Expectations. To read a portion or the entire report called Weight Expectations, Experiences and Needs of Overweight and Obese Pregnant Women and Their Healthcare Providers, please refer to www.pwhce.ca or www.acewh.dal.ca.